Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Talking about boxing, my uncle, who died a couple of years ago, when I'm younger, he's like, I knew he was in the military, right? So we're talking about boxing, and he's like, I don't know if you knew this thing, but I boxed in the military. I'm like, come on, man. He's like, not for long, but I did, man. He's like, I trained, and his drill sergeant had hated him. He's like, this was established, no big deal, but you know, after boot camp, man, I'm off doing other things, but I'm not training to box. Well, finally, they organize it in the mess hall that he's going to box. Some other guy that wants to box, he's like, whatever. But it's like, there's like 200 guys there. Everyone's fired up. I'm not the only guy that's going to fight that night. But finally, my time goes to go up there. It turns out his opponent was his drill sergeant from like 2 or 3 years ago, all right? So my uncle's like, oh, that's the man I wanted to see. He's like, I didn't know he boxed, but like, that's the guy I hated. So now I'm looking across the ring. There's the drill sergeant. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. And I thought, Stephen, you know what? This is the wonderful opportunity to show him what I've learned and knock his bitch ass out. So he's like, we touch hands, says the bell rings. So what happened? He goes, I woke up like 2 minutes later and he's still standing over me. And he says, Hill, I didn't like you then and I don't like you now. He said, those are the last words that man spoke to me.
Damn.
I was like, it was that bad. He said, after the bell rang, he says, before he could get his gloves up to protect his face, he'd already been hit 30 times. He's like, this guy just wore my ass out, knocked me out, and waited for me to wake up just to say those words.
I didn't like you then. I don't like you now.
And he goes, that was it. He walked away.
Did he? And he never bumped into this dude in the service.
Never
again?
Bumped into him again. Did not box again. He was like, that was enough, man. He's like, you know, you're going to get hit in the face. He did not expect to get hit so many times in the face.
Yep.
I think that was his issue. He's just like, man, that guy's hands flew, and that was it. I thought it was going to be so big, you know, like, let me tell you what I did in the armor. And he built this thing up. I'm like, wait a minute. So you told me the story to find out you got your ass knocked out. He's like, yep, quickly. Okay.
And that was like our buddy, the filmmaker, Tommy from Philly. I mean, like 2 weeks before my boxing match, he was like my last sparring session. He was just so much quicker.
Right.
Like, I felt like I couldn't get a punch off. It was just like, I just kept eating him and eating him.
So if you're a boxer, amateur or professional, right. So, and I don't know if this is true, but they say, like, if you're a certain level of martial arts or something, like, you have to register because you're now a walking deadly weapon, right?
Is that true, though?
I don't know. The older I get, the more ridiculous it sounds, but who knows? Who knows? But I'm like, if that's good, shouldn't a boxer, right? When you actually watch what they do, if you understand how much faster they are and where to direct the punch, I'm just saying, against the average person, you have no chance.
Yeah.
So I saw my buddy get punched by an amateur boxer. We didn't know he was an amateur boxer. My buddy kept staring at this guy at the bar. You know, I'm going to rephrase this. This guy, Chuck, was not my buddy. Chuck was someone who I was very familiar with and in the same circle.
But Chuck would show up at the same bar you were at.
Absolutely. He knew the same people, but he just always looked for trouble. And at this time, it seemed stupid because, like, dude, everyone here is down on their luck. We're only in this bar. It's called the Dirt Church. There's a reason we are here right now. We're not doing great, but we can still have a good time together. But you're going to come in, you got to find something. So Most of the bar were regulars, so they kind of knew Chuck's deal. You kind of ignore. And there's these two guys that no one recognized. They're only talking amongst themselves, sitting kind of in the back corner of the bar, but still at the bar itself. And Chuck, he makes a determination. One of these two gentlemen was staring at me. We're like, Chuck, that guy was not staring at me. No, man, he was staring at me. Fine. So Chuck naturally confronts this guy. You staring at me, man? This dude looks at him and goes, bro, if I was, I apologize. I think it's one of those moments where when you're trying to remember something, you just kind of stare until you remember. It was just in Chuck's direction. Anyway, the guy, super apologetic. Chuck's like, why are you staring at me? Guy again, like, hey, man, if I was, I apologize. But, like, I don't know you. I certainly have no beef with you. Just let it go. So now Chuck's not going to let this go because the whole bar's watching. And this is his opportunity. So he taps this guy on the shoulder and says, hey, man, you don't come in here and stare at me. Guy says, listen, buddy, whatever you do, just don't touch me again. No, do not put your hands on me again. And Chuck took his finger, there's two pokes to the guy's chest. He said, or what? Yes. Right? This guy stood up, wasn't a really big dude or anything. He threw one punch, not to the face, hit Chuck in the stomach. And as my bud Hollywood tells the story, he swears to God that he saw Chuck's forehead and toes touch on the other side of this guy's elbow. That the punch was so tall. But then Chuck earned what we called the nickname the Transformer because he stood for 1 second.
Oh, no.
And then he collapsed down to like the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. You know what I mean? Everything, each joint just snapped into place and he was gone. So Chuck's just laying on the floor. The guy looks at us. He's like, sorry. We're like, look, dude, that's all him. We don't know what his problem was. We got no problem with him. Well, then his buddy explains, he's an amateur boxer. But even those guys, they're going to beat your ass. And after he said it, we're looking at his knuckles. He was clear. Then you start looking at his ears, and I go, oh, yeah, all the telltale signs of don't F with this guy. But Chuck missed it.
Best fight I've ever seen where David Goliath's situation was a cafeteria in middle school. And there was one day, man, we cafeteria life was tough in West Virginia because there were a lot of people who were on special lunch programs and things like that. But when you went up to the woman as you got in line, even though she knew that there was a different person almost every day, as far as the workers, they kind of were on a rotating basis, but they knew. But there were a lot of kids in there. But they always asked for your identification. And
right.
It was kind of like getting, it's kind of like when you pay with food stamps.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
People behind you know. Like when my mom used to use food stamps, you know, they're definitive, they're food stamps, right? They come out of a book, they rip, there's denominations, they're food stamps. It was kind of like that at the cafeteria. There was one kid who was older than we were. He's either 1 year or 2 years older than we are, all right? But he's still in junior high school. But he's also a bully, and he's on the fixed lunch program.
You don't say. All those things. Mm-hmm.
But this did not stop our group of friends from probably saying some things were pretty rude based on the fact that he worked the cafeteria like a jail. So if you had tater tots, all right?
Yeah.
And he wanted your tater tots, he's going to take your tater tots. It's just the way, there was an understood rule. He would sit in front of you. He would slide his tray over. This was a sectional tray.
Okay.
And he would scoop whatever he wanted to.
He actually slid his tray to you
and
to take
that
your
way,
stuff.
That way it wasn't just this. It was this and just everything. Whatever he wanted. That was. But it's also your lunch. Okay.
Yeah, that's right? The issue.
But my buddy Brett, man. So Lance comes out. He scoops like all the good stuff out of there. And all that's left is like the sad.
Peas or green beans.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Nothing you want.
It was just, there was maybe two things left on there. And Brett had enough. And he stood up. And keep in mind, we're at a bench-type setting. So he's still within the bench and the table. So he's kind of leaned over on him. And he takes his tray, and he picks it up, and he went to just bash him on the head with the tray, which would have not been the worst thing in the world. But the way he swung the tray, he swung it like a baseball bat.
Oh, no.
So when he caught Lance in the jaw, he caught him with the side of the tray.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hard. Like a tooth flew out.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Kind of thing. And dropped Lance. I mean, dropped him. And it was like, we were all like, yes!
He took down the beast!
He did. And it was like, everyone was like, high-fiving him, hugging him. Like, I don't even think he got suspended. Right. I think once we, because we all were like, look, this happens every day. Did he assault? No. Brett just, he just had enough. He just had enough. Like, he was hungry. He took most of his lunch.
He's fed up.
He just took the tray, and he smacked him in the sound of that tray, because it was in the basketball. We ate in the basketball auditorium.
Yeah.
The sound of that tray hitting him in the jaw, the sound his teeth made, the sound of him just falling. It the whole thing was just one of the most awesome spectacles. It was like the greatest. It was like he was like a hero.
The fact that the lunchroom erupted, like, yeah, like,
thank God, because he wasn't just us.
Ding dong.
He did it to everybody. It wasn't, you know, if you wanted your food, man, he's just going to come over and sit in front of you and scoop it over.
What are you going to do?
Hit you with the tray.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.